That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
The night, blessed night. And I think to myself,
Jock.
Yes, here you go.
I think we're on, mate.
Oh, well, you're on, are we?
Funny.
G'day community, my name is Jock Reynolds. I am the leader of the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Community. And I'm here as always with Peter Higo Higginbotham. How are you, Peter?
Very well, thank you, Jock.
And Crouching Tiger, how are you going, mate?
What comment?
You're looking happy as me, lads. It's been a bloody good weekend, if I don't say so myself.
The yin and the yang.
Bloody top-notch saints.
Very well hung over after a Richmond win. I get a little bit silly, but... I sad, because...
Oh, what's wrong, mate?
My friend died so young.
I'm sorry to hear that, mate. Who's this? How young was he, mate?
I don't know how young he was, but his name's So Young.
Good man. I'm sorry to hear that, Crouchy.
He died happy, though, because the mighty tiger...
Weren't they fantastic?
Oh, they clawed the hawk, a new one.
Absolutely, and didn't St Kilda Football Club, weren't we up and about against the Sydney Swans, eh?
Agreed.
Bloody fantastic.
I did formulate a St Kilda victory draw.
Well, Peter Higginbotham, tell me, mate, I've got to ask you this, mate. Did you tip every bloody match in Higo's punting machine this week?
Jock?
Yeah?
We must put a lid on it.
Come on, Hig.
So to speak.
Hig.
No emotion comes into this, Jock.
Higo.
It is simply a matter of the machine against the sports bet line.
Higo, mate. I know you're a humble man. But you must take credit because it's due, and I'm telling you right now. Now, Peter Higo Higginbotham, as you no doubt are aware, puts up his super coach punting machine late on a Thursday night on the Jock Reynolds website. Now, he put 5 recommendations this week with his formulations of formulas. He's nailed it.
I tipped 6 margins.
6 margins.
And while my lines were significantly better than Sportsbet, one must... take this.
Yes.
In the grand scheme of things. 1 week does not make for a conclusive result in favour of the machine.
Yeah.
We will be waiting.
Well, talking about conducive results, Higo, Nicky Del Santo, we highly suggested that all of our listeners jump on Nicky Del, as he did bottom out in price, and he came out with a very convincing 130 on the weekend. I want to ask you boys, Nicky Del Santo, is it too late to get on, or do you think he still represents some good quality for super coaching Dream Team?
You can still get on Nicky Del.
Yes.
He only cost 500. He have a break-even 68.
Quality, yeah.
But one thing must consider. Please consider what round he has by.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Crouching Tiger, because the buys are upon us. They're looming on the horizon like a large cloud, like a bloody dark cloud. Now, Nicky Del Santo, he's only had no ton in 2 games this season. Coming out with 25 possessions, a couple of goals and 6 tackles. And he was tagged quite heavily, so I was quite impressed by Nicky Del Santo. Who else caught your eye this week, boys? And who should be on the radar for next week?
I agree with the Nick Del Santo call, Jock. One that has flown under the radar in an animalistic, primal sense would be Shane Tuck.
Yeah, wasn't he fantastic in the weekend?
Continued to do his thing.
Yeah.
148 points. He is, in fact, cheaper than Nick Del Santo, with a break-even of just 70. He is playing a role for the Tigers, and that is a role... conducive to midfield possession.
Crouchy, you got the scores here. How much can we pick up Tucky for?
Maybe for 96, but I most like about the Tuck is that he is a very efficient use of ball.
Yeah.
80% he ran at. And he tackled like rabid dog.
Absolutely.
Wanting to eat the bunny.
Absolutely.
10 tackle.
Yeah. I think he's a very important player for Richmond, and I don't think he's going to get copper tag. He'll just run like a bloody silver Brumby through the Australian outback all season.
Agreed, but I would like to hear your comments, Jock,
yeah,
upon the Mr. Standard Deviation, Matt Prittis.
Matty Prittis, it's great to see him back in form. He came out with 121 against Fremantle on the weekend. Look, he's got the bye in round 11, so he's just got the one game and then the bye. He has dropped down. Now, pick up your glasses. Come a bit closer to the screen and have a listen to old Uncle Jock. $471,000 for Matthew Prittis. That is bloody cheap. But, I mean, we've all got one of those dilemmas, yeah? Yeah, how do we pick him up now with the bye so close? Put it after. Would we get him after the bye?
Round 11 bye,
yeah,
would suggest he would be a perfect trade-in after the bye.
Yeah. His break-even's 144, so he's still got room to go down, hasn't he?
One with a round 12 bye, which has just sprung up, is Dale Thomas.
Yes.
Oh, he got 134.
He looked bloody good too. It was the Dale Thomas of old that we know.
You know why I like this game very much?
Oh, is that because you get to speak to old Jock Reynolds every week?
No. He play man on man on Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Dangerfield. Premium in form. And he shut him down.
Bloody oath.
He make Collingwood win. Congratulations, Dale Thomas.
You pick him up, look, for $484,000. Now, that's $100,000 cheaper than you would have grabbed him at the beginning of the year. And he's got Gold Coast Suns in Melbourne. And you wouldn't think he'd be rested, would you, boys?
No, Job. Outstanding logic yet again.
Yeah.
At $484,000, with Collingwood, the machine is starting to wind up. I would feel that this could potentially be an excellent pick.
Absolutely. Now, we've got to get into these buys. You know, they're coming up very bloody soon, and we've all got to have a serious think about how we're shaping up and how we're going to approach the buys with our Supercoach and Dream Team teams.
This is funny, Jock.
Yeah.
My slipper tell me about Byron strategy.
Welcome. Crouching one, come for slipper. Wisdom.
Okay, welcome. This funny one, because crouching one at back shed doing one-arm push-up. I do 78, 79, and then I hear noise. Wah! I snap into fight mode. I push off one arm and wah!
Wonderful.
I want to see who want to fight. But I look at door, and it just my slipper. Ah, slipper, you want fight me? No. You must go to dentist. Oh. Okay.
A dentist?
Yes. Crouching one like go dentist. Because dentist is a mental challenge. I not do anesthetic. I like pain.
Yeah.
Dentist man drill deeper. I try not to show pain.
Mate, that's why I respect you, mate. You know?
Okay.
Self-discipline. Okay. Your discipline, mate. I love you.
Silence. So I wear my slipper to dentist, because you come with me. You teach me what you want me to know. I lie in dentist chair, and I see up dentist man nose. I see shiny little snot ball rolling down nose hair from dentist man. Crouching one. Oh, crouching one, move. Crouching one, move. And dentist man say, stay still. And dentist man lip says, stay still, this move, booger. And crouching one see booger come down. I cannot move. So what do? I go, I blow booger. And booger land on shoulder.
Brilliant.
I look at my slipper in my foot. And slipper wink at me.
Brilliant, yeah.
And I go, this mean you swing donut from one position to other.
Yes.
Two position booger.
That's bloody brilliant.
So this say me, if you have tried this week, maybe next week, you start set up so you don't have to eat the booger in your mouth.
Crouching Tiger, your bloody slipper will end up in the Melbourne Museum one bloody day, because the wisdom that comes out of its little velvet mouth is bloody magnificent.
Welcome, but it not velvet.
What is it, mate?
Acrylic. I cannot afford velvet.
Fair enough, mate. Fair
okay enough. For you with caravan down in bloody Hastings.
Yeah, right.
I'm not a rich man. I poor man.
Yeah,
I have
Come on, mate.
Acrylic slipper.
The important thing I want to say to the community is it's important to be rich of spirit and rich of soul. Sure, I've got a caravan down in Balneering, you know? Sure, I can afford a six-pack of Crown Lager on a special occasion. But who cares, you know? Money's nothing. It's about richness of spirit, you lot, okay?
Welcome.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, Crouching Tiger, because these swinging players are going to be bloody critical coming into these bye rounds, aren't we?
Might I suggest that a swinging party style is something I would much like to do.
Yeah, here you go. Come on, son. We'll need a bloody bucket of ice water to throw on you, son.
A joke. I am talking about the Wonder Twins being Beams and Sidebottom. Both dual position mid-forwards.
Yeah.
Both are playing outstanding football.
Yeah. And both kicked two goals on the weekend as well. Beams, 175 and Sidebum, 142. Both swing between your forwards and mids. Listen, Hig, I hear what you're saying, mate, but I think with Sidebottom, if you haven't got him yet, I think he has been playing just a touch out of his skin, and if you haven't got him, I wouldn't pick him before your buys, but certainly in the run home of the finals. Dane Beams, you know, I'm just not convinced yet that the kid's got the mental fortitude to get through a whole season.
And also, Jock,
yeah.
A little tongue-in-cheek there, as both being Collingwood players, both share the same bye. So having swingers from the same team is futile.
Yeah, good point, Peter Higginbotham. Very good point.
You talk Wonder Twin. I see Wonder Twin in Scott Brother.
Yeah.
Oh, why are they so angry? I see anger.
Yeah.
I see anger like dripping volcano of poison.
You're driving a man to flame and drink. What I want to talk about is the media's handling of Gary Ablett Jr. Now, Gary Ablett Jr. played at Geelong. He's been in the shadow of his old man for many years. When I first saw him trot onto the pitch, I had a look at him and thought, you know, and this is me, Jock Reynolds. I just take one look at a player and I can tell you his past, his present and his history. Okay? I know a lot about players and footballers and life in general. And I said, yeah, he's not going to be a shadow of his old man, and he shoved it up me pip. You know? He's his man and then some. And he was in a fantastic team at Geelong. You know, people in the media got into him saying, oh, he's been carried by bloody Jimmy Bartel. He's been carried. He'll be nothing. He'll be rubbish. He'll be rubbish when he goes to Greater Western, to bloody Gold Coast Suns. And then he went there and he stuck it up him. And you know what?
Oh, let it out, John.
You know what they said then?
What they said?
They said, yeah, he's good. He's playing bloody well, but he's not a great captain because he can't get into the kids and teach them. He's not the type.
Oh, yes, John.
And again, he shoves it up their clacker, and he starts teaching the kids. He says, hey, come here. This is how you do it. See how you handball and get it spinning backwards. This is what you do. This is how it goes through the air. This is how it's what it's about. You know?
Oh, yes.
And you know what I hear in the media?
What you hear?
From his old mate.
What you?
Oh. You know what he bloody said?
Yeah, what did he say?
It was a centre bounce, and Gary Ablett went up to the young ruckman there and he took him under his wing and said, hey, come on, the game's here, we've got to win it, son. Come on, I'm your skipper and this is what needs to be done. And Cam Mooney shoots him down in bloody flames. I played 785 games for the Coringle Bulls, and I can tell you one thing. If there's anything which is the job of a captain, it's to take a young kid under your wing and tell him what's what. You media entities out there, hang your head in shame. Gary Ablett has just shown time and time again that he's a special man and a special footballer. You lay off Gary Ablett Jr. What he's doing for this game is magnificent. Sure, he's a tall puppy, but no need to cut him down. I'm Jock Reynolds.
Jock, a hint of bias here, mate. It will come as no surprise to the community that Jock is a close family friend of the Abletts.
Yeah, I did run a boot swap at Druin, and yes, I did give Gary Ablett Senior his first bloody boots as a kid, okay? There it is.
Oh.
We've been great mates ever since. How are you, Gary? I know you're listening out there in your hideaway somewhere, so.
Jock, I want to talk Stevie J.
Yeah.
Is he another swinger?
He is a swinger, mate. You can put him in your midfield as well as your forward line. Look, he came out with 146 on the weekend, still representing great value. Hig, what are your thoughts on the great Stevie J,
sir? Hold. Fraught with danger, Stevie J played a free-willing roaming game up and down the ground for 146. Congratulations.
Yeah.
He has a break-even of 90.
Yeah, okay.
By round 12, I still think his inconsistency is a very large question mark.
Well, that's a good point, mate. Some will be tempted by the fact he's playing Greater Western Sydney next week, averaging 123 over the last four games, and he's the best performing forward over that period.
Jock.
Yes, old Sam.
Playing weaker teams does not qualify you for bigger scores. Now, we see this week Essendon against GWS.
Didn't Stanton stink it up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, falling for the weaker team higher score method is fraught with danger. As we can see, a Stanton with a 72, Hurley 45.
Very disappointing.
The voice of Tim, 108.
Yeah, old J.B. Watson, good old Vot. Didn't really set the world on fire. Matty Pavlich, back to form with 110 on the weekend. He's still got a break-even of 145 next week. Is he someone possibly after his bye that you'd look at whacking into your team at $501,000?
I not like the Pav. I think he hungry man. He play in unpredictable team in under Ross Lyon.
Yeah.
I like Ryan O'Keefe better.
Oh, Ryan O'Keefe. He's still 480,000. He would have risen a little bit in the weekend.
Your position.
Yeah.
It's your position. Absolutely. He have a round 12 bye. So just remember.
Yeah.
Round 12 bye. Just remember the falling booger. Make sure your swing man, you have cover.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, this is what I was alluding to last week. Must have a playing bench.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those swingers become valuable when you have a playing bench.
Now, someone that we might look at after the bye again is Jordan Lewis. He's the seventh highest scoring forward this year, coming out with just the 53 on the weekend. He's down to 472k with a break-even of 165. What about old Chappie? Now, listen, I am of advanced years, you might say, but it's probably widely acknowledged that I am the premier authority on all things football / fantasy football. Now, could the same be said to Paul Chapman in the arena of AFL? Has he still got what it takes to keep cranking out large scores for his admiring coaches?
Jock, I was suspect early, given off-season operations.
Yeah.
I have seen enough now to say that Chapman is an exceptional trade-up target for your forward line.
Very interesting. Yeah.
You can get him for 527.
Yeah.
He has a break-even of 90. A round 12 bye, but he is the master of accumulating points at ease.
Absolutely.
And I expect the Geelong machine to start to fire.
Absolutely. And four tons in a row. Paul Chapman and Stevie J are both sort of rising in prominence at the same time. We see a lot of the older players at this time of the year when winter sets in, the young Gen Y start having a shook and wanting to go home and have a bath. Some of these older players, like your Paul Chapmans, your Ryan O'Keefe, your Matty Pavlich, Stevie Johnson.
Jock.
Yeah.
You watch Harry Potter.
Is he one of those chefs on the TV, is he?
You see Cloak of Invisibility?
Yes. I wish I had a cloak. I would be going into girls'
training. Come on, get that bucket of water in here.
The Cloak of Invisibility.
Oh, Trav.
What has happened to Travis Cloak?
Yeah.
You can buy him for under $400,000.
Unbelievable. Well, break and even at 143. You probably wouldn't even touch him yet.
Oh, but he has some easy game to come.
Yeah, he's got Suns, then Melbourne, before he's bye in round 12.
But he has invisibility clock.
Well, he got 26 points. He got two kicks on the weekend and stuffed half of them. I mean, he's not playing too well at all. But I'll tell you what, as fantasy footballers, I'd like to send a message out there to my community. Many people would put their arms up and say, oh, I've got Clark, do I get rid of him? No, you don't bloody get rid of him, because you lock in your loss if you do that, okay? You hold on to these blokes when they dip out, because, hey, I'm on the other side of the coin, I haven't got him. And I'll tell you what, I'm seriously considering getting him in. Now, why in your right mind, with him as being a juicy trade-in target, would you think about getting rid of him? Hold on to these players. They'll bounce back, mate. It's the law of bloody. It's the law of the universe. What goes down will swing up with these blokes. He'll be back in, Travis. I know you're listening out there, mate, and I know you're a bit downhearted. I sent you a text earlier today. I know you haven't replied yet, but you'll bounce back, mate. I've got no doubt about it.
Agreed. Much the same with my team and Drew Petrie.
They're on the dish. Yeah.
It has been a rough year, but to all coaches out there, a simple fact of the game is you lock in a premium, you stick with that premium. Now is the stage where you are finalising premium selection.
Spot on.
Teams should be getting up around 19 premiums now.
Yeah.
Trades should be around 14, 15.
Yeah.
A little lower means hibernate. A little higher means perhaps click the button on a few this week.
Peter Higginbotham, it's a great honour to have you in here in the box, mate. And your insights are bloody valuable. I want to go through another couple of players here that some might be thinking about flicking. Now, I've heard some people are not happy with Cyril Rioli. Came out with another 74 on the weekend. But for God's sake, you don't get rid of these kids once they stuff up. You know, he's got North Melbourne, Port Brisbane. Just had 3 tonnes this year, 445k. You know, if you want to point a difference, bring the kid in after the buys. He's not going to do any worse than he has so far this season.
Mr. Jock.
Yeah.
Let's say you have 17 trade.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's say you have Cielo, 445, and maybe Saad or Sipos,
yeah,
or Malera.
Or Shimkin. Yeah.
This enables you to make cash. What's wrong with this?
What's wrong with it is you take your bloody loss, you know. Cyril Rioli you would have picked up at the beginning of this season for 500 odd, you know. He's dropped 95k. You don't trade because you lock in your bloody loss.
Yes, Jock, if I could step in here.
Of course you can, mate.
Crouching, at this stage of this season, making a trade without an upgrade is fraught with danger.
Yes.
Now, trading out a potential premium in Cyril, trading him for rookie status Sipos or Saad, means you are using another trade without gaining a premium, in fact, losing a premium. Now, this would be a rookie error.
Agree.
Thank you.
Fantastic stuff. Now, when we talk about looking to get some quality people into your team, let's have a look down in the defence. Corey Enright, 111 on the weekend. He's starting to come good, boys. And in a year which is quite light on for the defenders, I think Corey Enright is approaching something that you'd want to begin to consider.
A salient point, Jock. Enright with a break even of 77.
Salient.
And with a 466 buy-in now, I would suggest that is outstanding value.
Chrissy Newman's another one I'd like to have a chat about down back. Now, the Tigers, I've got no bloody doubt right now that they're a team on the rise. And he came out with a 96. Looked okay.
Yes, but just take into account that Newman's buy round coincides with...
coincides?
Oh, I know what coincide mean. This mean when it rain, crouching coincide.
Right, okay.
No, it means simultaneous events. Round 13 bye is the big bye for teams such as Richmond, Carlton, Hawthorn, St Kilda.
Yes.
And I would suspect Gary Ablett being Gold Coast. Now, buying into Newman...
Great point.
Buying into Scotland means your donut coverage might be vast for round 13.
Mate, that's a salient point, mate. Saltian point.
Salient.
Righto. Now, I suppose Newman could be one. There's many people, and I tell you what, the jungle drums are just bloody... Can you hear that? The bloody jungle drums about canning one of your buys and just sucking up the one buy where you think, righto, I'm going to go into round 13. I'm going to have a bloody ordinary round, but I'll be all right for the other boys. Now, Chrissy Newman could be your option in that case.
Yes, this is what the crouching one does. He take dive, round 13 dive.
Yeah.
He not worry. He just get best bloody team. Best bloody team.
Bloody ass.
Happen to have lot of rich man Carl Ten or Don's Kilda.
Yeah.
And also Gary Apple. So you cannot stop this.
Absolutely. Well, Chrissy Newman's now about $100,000 cheaper than he was at the beginning of the season. Proven consistent performer over a long period in a team which is rising, so I'd expect his average to rise. Heathie Scotland also, he's $518,000. He's another one you'd consider if you wanted to lie down. Coming into Port Adelaide, Geelong, West Coast before his bye. You can also swing him into your midfield, which is a very important point, as Hugo discussed earlier.
Yeah, it reminds me a bit of myself in the Indiana Jones replica jacket.
Sure, here we go. That reminds me. You've had another bloody date, Hugo. Do tell, son. How'd you go? Come on.
Yes, up and about. Got a direct message via the Twitter.
Good.
From a girl. Common interests.
Yes.
Quite attractive in a robust sort of way.
That's fine, yeah.
And the date was set for the planetarium, given that we both share a love of astronomy and physics.
Planetarium, they've got lots of bloody ferns and whatnot there, eh? Had a look around.
No, but once in the planetarium, our lights went down and we were gazing up at the show and I started to pick my nose, given...
Hell!
In the dark, nobody knows. It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yeah, fair enough, mate. Yeah.
And unfortunately, given that I had manicured my fingernails...
Right.
The sharp of the nail clipped the sensitive membrane of my nasal cavity, causing quite a flow of blood... when the lights came on...
You got a blood nose, did you?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
The lights came on and my Indiana Jones replica jacket was stained with blood.
Oh, bugger.
Awkward, embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
I fessed up.
Okay.
I fessed up and I told young Judith of my guilty pleasure, and she was shocked, but she persevered. After the show, while sitting in the cafeteria, I thought I would make my move, Jock.
Oh, hello, mate. Cole, so you're okay, so you're still in the game. Come on, what'd you do, mate? You've done it, haven't you?
I leant across, and I put my hand on her belly.
Oh, yes.
And said, soon this will be plump with my seed.
Oh, yeah, right, mate.
Jock.
Yes, mate.
She walked out, mate.
Yeah, that's probably, you're probably a little bit forward there, mate.
But her profile said she was interested in children.
Yeah, well, there's sort of a bit of subtlety you need to sort of entertain with the opposite sex, mate. You know, over a couple of periods you might have gotten there, but might have just been a bit forward, I think. Don't get downhearted, mate. You're doing bloody... This time Hugo, last year, you could hardly bloody talk to a woman.
Hugo, you get date, mate. At least bloody you're, not, least you're not stuck with Mrs. Tiger.
Yeah. Oh, how is Mrs. Tiger? I haven't heard of Mrs. Tiger for a while. How is she, son?
She she not do much around the house.
Where are you?
Sometimes she made me laugh.
That's good, mate. Having a laugh with the missus.
Yeah,
good.
She liked Slinky. You know, the big spring...
Oh, yes, young Warren's got one of those.
Yeah, yeah, sit there, do nothing. But when I watch Mrs. Tiger go downstairs, like Slinky, make me laugh because he's floppy everywhere.
You're
funny.
Right. Yes.
Funny big fat leg.
Yeah, well, let's
flop
get
down the stairs.
Let's get back onto some tips, hey? I just wanted to mention a few more midfielders who you might think about. And I wanted to say g'day to Lenny Hayes. He's actually just out the back having a cup of coffee with the lads out there, just popping in. 250 games, 102 Supercoach points, bloody proud of you, son, you know. And I know that you'll be up for the magnificent, huge Tigers game this weekend. 27 possession, 13 contested, 508,000, and not the craziest thing in the world to still think about Lenny Hayes. Righto, we've got to wind up, boys, we're going on a bit here. Who are those players about to play three games that we might think about trading into our teams?
Jock, not a good week. We have four bubble boys.
Yeah.
Sam Darley, a defender.
A lot of talk about Darley at the beginning of the season.
Not for mine, Jock. It's too late. And plus he has the round 11 bye, remember?
Sure, yeah.
Tommy Walsh, much hyped pre-season.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, Jock?
Think he needs a bit more work to be done. Could possibly be playing Gaelic football this time next year.
Zephaniah Skinner.
Not a threat.
Alex Sexton.
One thing Alex has got going for him is his forward/midfield eligibility. Job security is the question mark for him.
Agreed.
Well, a couple of other big performances that we want to shout out about. Toddy Goldstein, you know, he seems to be back in that number one rock mantle, isn't he, boys?
Yes, in the absence of the H-Mac.
Yes.
Todd scored an impressive 153.
Yeah.
And it was good to see in that same game, Swallow.
Yeah.
Gulping down 127
Very good. Matty Rosa over there for West Coast in the old derby over there, 158. Shuey, 135, quite impressive. And Mitchy Robinson, we should talk about as well up forward. What did he bust out? He must have been up over 140. He was playing bloody well before.
Not worth worrying about, Jock. Also not worth worrying about Brock McLean's 121. I really don't think he will be in their best 22. Interesting to see Howlett for Essendon score an impressive 124.
Yeah, he looked pretty good, bloody Howlett. He's good and hard, and that's what we like. Paddy Wider continues to impress with 124.
Jack Stephen. He's a real deal.
He's a good kid.
143, hard bastard.
Absolutely, absolutely crouching. Two nice goals as well. I'd love to see a midfielder who can run and run and run and kick goals. Jackie Stephen definitely tick the box there.
Oh, I worry I have to drink more beer on next Friday.
Yeah, who's
the Tiger and St. Jock? Me versus you.
It's going to be a pearl, mate. Mate, the best team.
Should we go to a game together?
Bloody oath, let's do it.
Yes,
eh?
Yes.
We've got a cricketer's arms beforehand.
I want to go to a Royal.
It sounds good, son. Listen, everyone, thanks for listening. Make sure you check out the shot throughout the week. Of course, the video will be up there. We've got the bloody cattle market and now world famous Higo's super coach punting machine as well. It's been a pleasure, gentlemen. Crouching, Higo, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jock.
Welcome, Jock.
I'm Jock Reynolds.
Welcome,